Why did Just Stop Oil's oil protests just stop? And what's making the U.S. solar market nervous? Hey y'all, welcome to the Climate Recap from the Beckosphere Climate Corner, your go-to place for international and U.S.-based climate news. I'm Becky Hoag, a science writer. Today is Thursday, April 21st. Let's jump right into the news you need to start your day. Let's start with some climate change events. A new study reports an unprecedented record low Antarctic sea ice extent this February. The previous record was set in 2017. From cold to hot, we go over to India, which had its hottest March in over a century. This relentless heat is putting the country's power system at risk. Its demand for coal, which is its number one energy source, can't be satiated despite a record output. Refrigeration and air conditioning takes a lot of power. And for all the elements, we go to Argentina. The Corrientes province can't seem to catch a break. For the first 3 months of the year, the area was burned to the ground by massive wildfires. Now the area is flooded after an especially wet few days, leaving cattle drowned and roads underwater. Oof. Okay, now let's go to some climate victories. Australian actress Kate Blanchett, who recently played the TV hostess in Don't Look Up, is teaming up with the Australian CEO of the environmental nonprofit New Energy Nexus to make a climate podcast. Called Climate of Change, she and Danny Kennedy want to try to break some people's fatigue towards the issue. Sounds like good supplementary content for my podcast. Moving on, Singapore and New Zealand announced Tuesday that they would work together to tackle climate change. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern had this to say of the partnership. Quote, "We cannot collectively simply return to the high carbon emissions business as usual approach. Globally, we have entered what must be an age of action, and that includes the private sector as well." Over in the United Kingdom, Just Stop Oil has called for a one-week halt to its disruptions to fossil fuel operations after sending a letter to Prime Minister Boris Johnson telling him to end all new investments in fossil fuels or they would continue the disruptions with even more fury starting on Monday. The group says its members will not stop until they are all arrested. Now to Canada. Last month, the Alberta government spent carbon tax money on a Facebook ad campaign, pushing for an expansion to the infamous tar sands. This expansion could have the carbon footprint the size of Panama's. This ad campaign was created by the Canadian Energy Center, which is directly paid for by taxes collected from industrial polluters. Super gross, right? Well, Canada just shot down the plan on Tuesday, saying that it would produce too many emissions, thereby violating their new climate plan. Okay, nicely done. And now to the U.S., where President Joe Biden restored an environmental rule requiring major projects to consider climate impacts and allow local communities to have input before proceeding. This includes highways, pipelines, and mines. Former President Donald Trump removed the rule, saying that it slowed things down. Now federal agencies must look at the lifetime emissions of a project before approving it. Biden also announced $6 billion to bail out nuclear plants at risk of closing. Nuclear is a clean form of energy if nuclear waste is properly secured and reused. It's also consistent, not relying on changing winds and sun. But several nuclear plants are at risk of sea level rise and flooding, so that's something to be considered. But bottom line is, it's a lot of nuclear plants are at risk of closing due to most of them being built in the 70s. So Biden has increased funding to them to help them stay afloat instead of just being decommissioned. Now for some climate fails. The world's biggest carbon removal machine was shut down from an unusually cold winter in Iceland. Called the Orca, it was installed by Climeworks in September 2021. In the United Kingdom, homeowners with solar panels are refusing to sell their energy back to the grid, instead using as much of the electricity as they can. This is because energy firms are only offering as little as 19 times less for the power than they charge for it. While the cost of electricity has soared in recent months due to the Ukrainian crisis, energy firms haven't upped the price they're willing to give to buy energy from solar panel owners. Speaking of solar panels, a new study by the American Clean Power Association confirms that if the Department of Commerce issues tariffs on solar projects from certain Asian countries, it will result in a 65% drop in utility-scale solar projects in the U.S. The Department of Commerce is currently investigating solar modules coming from Cambodia, Malaysia, Thailand, and Vietnam because they were tipped off that these solar products might actually be made in China. In other words, China might be avoiding tariffs the U.S. has put on them. These tariffs were meant to keep Chinese manufacturers from undercutting the price of U.S. products. But the Commerce could impose a 50 to 250% tariff on those goods, which would be a devastating blow for the U.S. utility-scale solar industry. The current uncertainty alone has already delayed or canceled 24 gigawatts worth of projects. It might result in the layoff of 38,000 Americans, which is about a third of the solar workforce. Okay, let's finish off with some good news. Denver, Colorado is pulling out the big guns this year for Earth Day. On Friday, it plans to launch a rebate program of up to 80% to purchase all kinds of items to help people move away from fossil fuels, such as e-bikes, solar panels, and heat pumps. The rebates are upfront too, so people don't have to wait to get paid back. Funding for this program comes from a 0.25% sales tax Denver voters agreed to in 2020 to provide $40 million a year to the city's climate protection fund. The city plans to pull $3 million a year from this fund for the rebate program. How neat! Monterey, are you listening? And that was your climate news for Thursday, April 21st. If you like the work I do, please follow this podcast, give it a 5-star rating, leave a review, and consider checking out the Becosphere Climate Corner YouTube channel. Remember to talk about the climate crisis every single day and to support your local news organizations. Bye for now.